on the
phone. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hello. You want to know the names?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
All right, now you have my attention. Okay, it's Mara, Dia, Paris, Trizzy, Slim, Walt, Ron, Vito, and JR.
I'm a masturbator, he a masturbator, she a masturbator, we the masturbators.
What?
We the masturbators.
Turn up, turn up.
We the masturbators. I'm a masturbator, he a masturbator, she a masturbator, we the masturbators. Hashtag your haters, I don't give a fuck. We the masturbators.
It's about time, niggas state we talking masturbation. For y'all who know, I like to say thanks for fucking waiting. Stun the back on the track like a damn train. Masturbating back, time to do y'all damn thing. Real talk session, JR up. Here to give you life advice and tell you shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Won't keep the show moving, you know what I'm saying.
What?
Hoes saying niggas stupid, you know what I'm saying. Trying to be a realist, real nigga syndrome. All you got to do is flick his dress and your girl gone. Mara coming in with a sexy ass. Talking about how she like the dick with a sexy ass.
Damn.
Hey boo, Slim check that ass, debate like Paris, watch her hit that laugh. Dia on the show, straight acting foolish, crazy, rocking, kill the topic, yo, we so fucking stupid. Dead go run, Mr. Go Harder, I would tell you more, but I am no reporter. Mr. Kill the show, lead all hoes like a free throw, cold ass nigga. Pull out your Pico, masturbate though.
No.
Call and get some talk on. Don't say nothing stupid. JR going off on. Hashtag the team. Get all the info at iModel93. Holla at me, Sunny E. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this just the intro.
True.
Nah. Shout out to Mara for that dramatic entrance.
Yeah,
you know.
Sorry.
Shout out to
Walt,
Triz, the team,
JR,
Slim, Lito, Run the Dunn, Dia Paris.
I am no reporter.
I ain't forgetting nobody, did I?
Turn up.
Night night.
Bang bang, in that order.
Night night.
Y'all already know what it is. We about to turn up, man. Welcome to another edition of the fucking Masturbators, man. We in the building. You already know what we do. You know, I be that boy, Walt Frazes, Walt P, Walter, whatever you want to call me. You know, follow me on Twitter at Will Lick for Cable with the number 4. And follow me on, see, I said it again. Add me on Facebook. Add me on Facebook at Walt Frazes with the Z. You know what I'm saying? And who we got next? Let me take it over to the next host. You know what I'm saying? This nigga right here is the Dread Bandit. You know what I'm saying? The Black Joe Biden, the Vice President. My nigga Trizzy.
Fat dances around the ring. Dances around the ring. Rocky Balboa coach. Hit the gloves. His gloves. Tap the gloves with everybody. Yo, check it out. Hey, it's your man, Kid Trizzy. Yo, follow me on Twitter at iSwipeHoes. You probably already follow me. I know you do. But, yeah, follow me on Twitter. Hit up my Facebook. It's in my bio. And that's about it. I ain't going to do nothing extra right now.
That's
Tony
what it
Parker
is.
There.
That's what it is. And for the next host, you know, calling out of Tampa. You already know who it is, the Mexican soldier, Mara.
Turn up!
Turn up, too.
Walt has a death wish today because I'm not Mexican, bitch.
All right.
Anyways, what's up? It's Mara. Follow me on Twitter, Mara, letter X, Villa. I don't have a Facebook because y'all don't know how to act on there. Instagram, same thing. I support the little booty struggle. That's it. I'm out.
See, look at all the little stalkers that ran my girl Mara off of goddamn Facebook and Instagram. But anyway, and our next host, take it to the next host, my nigga Ron the Dunn, 229
Yo.
In the building.
Yes, sir. 229 in the fucking building, even though I hate it here. What the fuck is up, everybody? That's your boy, Ron the Thun. Y'all got to excuse me. Tonight I am sitting on the floor Indian style. I'm feeling real right now. I'm like, I'm in my peaceful zone. I'm good.
Wrong
y'all
man,
good.
Look off her legs like that, though.
shit up. Anyways, follow me on Twitter at @Poppy because I do odd shit, and I am your father, probably. Fraternity test Mondays on Ricky Smiley. Anyways, Pastor next host, bro, I'm finished.
Darth Vader smile. Anyway.
What?
Take it to the, you saying you're the father. But anyway, to the next host. We go. Our next host, you know what I'm saying? This girl is everybody's favorite stripper. You should already know who this is. Girl, Slim.
Yes, it is I, it is me, she, me, her, in my Tamar voice. Your girl is Slim Ho. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram @Slim_Fatty, FATTII. You can add me on Facebook. I may get to your friend request today. Shit, it might be next month, but whatever. Yeah, I think that's about it. I got to go pick my ones up.
All right, that's what it is. Pick them up, baby. Clap that ass. Clap that ass. But anyway, next, last but not least, my boy, Captain America, the Reverend, Reverend Al Sharpton, whatever you want to call him. My nigga, JR's in the building.
Geo, dude.
Ayo. You already know what it is. It's your boy, JR, a.k.a. Lewis Farrakhan, Alpha Sheik, Farouk, Barack, Odrama. You already know what it is, man. New York, stand the fuck up.
I'm out.
You already know what it is, man. New York, stand the fuck up, man. Follow me on Twitter, man. @KeepTalking_JR. @KeepTalking_JR. Follow me on Instagram @_JR_writer_. I just changed that shit. Yo, follow me, man. You already know what it is. What's understood don't got to be explained, man. Let's fucking get it right now. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And before we get the show started, before I pass to the point guard, the mediator, Mara, I want y'all to send a prayer out to Paris's uncle. You know what I'm saying? She found out that she passed away. Shout out to Paris and make sure.
Well,
y'all
actually, send a prayer to Paris because like her uncle don't need it no more. So like send a prayer to Paris.
See your prayers out.
And her family.
Paris, real talk. Shout out to Paris and you know keep your head up.
I'm sorry, Paris. I didn't mean to, you know, like when you come back and listen to us, like, you know, I didn't mean to say it in a humorous way, but yeah. He wants right. you to rejoice, so yeah. Turn down.
Hey, Paris.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Paris, we love you. Okay, can we change the subject now?
Because
y'all
going to
make me bust out laughing.
All right, go ahead.
How the laughing matter.
All right, yeah. Horrible. Okay, start the show off, though, Mar. Okay. Tell them what we got for her today.
Okay, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We got some music stuff to talk about. We also want to get into some relationship stuff that we do have to get into. And, you know, I think JR, it's great that we have him in because I wanted to talk a little bit about finances with him since he's a little bit smart guy over here. And shout out to all the females that got dicked down a little bit earlier because JR is trying to win the poll of who's your favorite masturbator.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to all of them. I hope y'all had a great 2 minutes. FYI, you can go to our website, grindhardradio.com. Show support for them also. Grind Hard Radio does have a show throughout the week. Show support for them, but you can go to our website, grindhardradio.com, and vote for your favorite masturbator. I encourage everybody to do that and vote for Mara. Fuck all them.
I just want to let y'all know.
The voting lasts all week, so we got enough time. We'll see who won on Sunday or whatever.
We'll see how many more females JR puts it out for. Anyways, we're going to jump straight into it.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk a little bit about these new mixtapes that just dropped? I know Fab just came out with a new mixtape, and Joe Budden's new mixtape was pretty hot, so I just want to know your opinions. Have you heard it yet? What y'all think about it? And let me hear a little bit of reaction from you. Walt, I'll start with you.
Well, both mixtapes were pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? I've been listening to the Fabulous mixtape more, though, because he got some bangers on there. And I'll probably play one at the end of the show. His CD is pretty dope. Like I said, I think he's a very underrated artist. You know, for years now, his lyrics are just amazing wordplay, you know what I'm saying? Dude just spit that real, man. And Joe Budden and him too, you know, with his crew, you know, he's with Slaughterhouse. He's pretty lyrical too. On this album, it seems like most of, you know, the mixtape is he's speaking on, you know, personal issues, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's pretty dope though, you know.
Okay, JR, have you got to listen to any of them?
Actually, no, JR is in the middle of the woods, so JR ain't been able to download my music. You know,
Georgia of the jungle, face
that. Yeah, I know. They got me way down in the jungle, deep in Mississippi and shit. But I don't know. I'm definitely going to try to check it out, though, man. But, I mean, just, you know, Fab's reputation on mixtapes is great, so I can expect that to be good. Joe Budden, I mean, he got a new life right now, so he should be jumping off, too. So I'm still listening to that Weekend Trilogy, so, you know, I'm still on that shit.
All right, Ron, my music guru. What about you?
You
back on, Ron?
Okay, cool. I haven't heard the mixtape yet. Can I have this? Can I have this, please? Okay. Thank you. Okay. When your name is Haynes, that's when you can get on my dick. Anyways, I haven't heard the mixtape yet. But when I do, you know, I'll tell you then. I haven't heard them yet. I'm pretty sure they're pretty dope, though, because, you know, they're both great. I mean, not great. They're good rappers, so, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're good. So I'll listen to them soon. Yeah.
Okay, so since you haven't heard any of the mixtapes that I think is ridiculous, I can't believe you haven't heard them yet. Since you haven't, though, who do you think is most underrated artist right now?
Most underrated artist right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I got this one. Can I jump on this one?
Yeah, get this one because
okay,
it's hard.
I'm going to have to give it to my man, Big Crit, man. I think, you know what I'm saying, Big Crit is one of the artists out right now that's really being creative and passionate about his music to, you know what I'm saying, he's trying to put a message out and still be entertaining at the same time. And I think a lot of times he gets overlooked because his message and his music, you know what I'm saying, so a lot of people don't want to listen to music for message anymore. They just want to be entertained. So Big Crit, man, all his mixtapes, man, Return of Forever, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just anything that he's put out, I've been a fan of. So, Big Crit, I think y'all need to definitely look out for him.
Definitely underrated.
Okay, Walt.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with, like, this dude been, you know, under the radar for years, even though he's mainstream. But I'm going to have to go with, like, Lupe Fiasco. Dude be speaking some real shit, you know what I'm saying? And he, you know, talk about things that other rappers wouldn't talk about. So, and he's lyrical, too, so... I'm
going to
have to go with Lupe, man.
All right, I got mine along. On this one, I'm going to have to go with Pusha T. Yeah, he's definitely underrated. So I'm going to have to go with Pusha T, yeah. All
right.
Awkward silence. Okay. Trizzy.
Yeah, I was just going to wait my turn. I didn't want to just jump in, you know what I'm saying, hopscotch style. But I would like to go with a couple more that just came off the top of my head.
There's a lot of them, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of them, but just a couple that came off the top of my head would actually be Corey Guns and Fabulous. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying, Fabulous, yep.
Yeah, I mean, but as far as Corey Guns, I think niggas ain't appreciating Corey Guns' flow. Like, Corey Guns is insane as far as the flow. I mean, at one point in time, they was comparing his flow to... Not his actual wordplay, but just the actual speed of his flow to like Bone Thug and Harmony and stuff. I mean, so being sitting in that company is that's a pretty good company to be compared to. So I'm gonna have to go with Corey Guns and of course the lyrical assassin Fabulous. I mean, Fabulous has been always doing this. I don't think he ever got a chance. And Cassidy. I mean, niggas understand Cassidy as far as bars, but I don't think he ever got the proper respect he deserved to be a mainstream rapper simply because. He just, I mean, for whatever reason, he didn't become a mainstream rapper, like have number one hits and stuff. I mean, for whatever reason, I have no idea, but you got to give lyrical respect to Corey Guns, Fabulous, and Cassidy.
Okay, I
can dig it. I can definitely fuck Cassidy and Fabulous. I agree with y'all. He's definitely underrated. I'm going to throw mine out there because I think y'all all know that I'm a huge Childish Gambino fan. For Childish Gambino, that is my baby. If ever you're listening, I love you. I really love you. I love you. But I'm going to go with Childish Gambino. And definitely Hobson. And Joey Badass, I think, is really doing his thing right now. I don't think he'll be underrated for very long. I think he's going to show some shit to everybody soon, but definitely them. Those would be my three picks. But
you tried again. Bino had to give Mata some great dick because every time we get on the show, she wanted to shout out this motherfucker.
All right. Hey, can I throw one more person in there? I don't want everybody to shoot me down.
Lil Boosie.
No, Shaq. I'm out.
Motherfucker.
Shaq.
Shaq.
Hey, man, listen.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. Hey, listen, wait.
I'm going to Shaq.
You used to, like, come out with those songs, and he always used to be screaming Savage and shit like this, and I was ratchet back in the day, and I used to get down with Lil Boosie, like, that was my nigga. So I got Savage tattooed on my back, so I can't speak about that. You know, I liked him, so I'll leave that alone.
Lil Boosie is not underrated, though. He's very normal.
Listen, Lil Boosie is hot, man. Like, I'm telling you, whenever he get out, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Coming from New York, like, I was definitely fading him off, like, when I first got down south. But, like, if you listen to, you know what I'm saying? I respect anybody that's rapping about their situation that can make sense out of it. Like, if you listen to his stuff, obviously he about that life because he in jail. So, you feel me? Like, I got respect for Boosie. I feel like they need to let him go. They voted for Obama. We need to get Boosie out of jail, man. Free Boosie.
True. Okay. I just can't tell you. All right. Slim, you got any input on anything? Yeah.
Slim, most underrated artist is Afro Man.
Hang up.
Quit.
Wait, but why jokes had to be cracked when I was asked who my most underrated artist was, though? Dang.
Because you don't even listen to rap, Slim. I know you.
You're absolutely right,
J.I. Like, you're absolutely right. I was going to crack a joke anyway, though. I was going to say my most underrated artist is Barney.
Where the hell you from?
Hey, Slim, do me a favor. You see that crate on the other side of the room in the corner over there? That's a surfing board over there. Get your dumb ass on that surfboard and surf your ass out of here with that stupid shit you just said.
Oh, shit.
But, I mean, like, y'all know I don't listen to rap music. Like, everybody who knows me knows I don't listen to rap music. So, I mean, I don't know.
I
really know.
No,
I'm going to start listening.
You going to start listening? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Okay, so I'm going to see callers, you know, start pressing one so we can hear who you think is the most underrated artist. And we have questions for you, too, so make sure you press in one. I'm looking at the board, so press one. I want to hear from you. And I also, I'm going to need Rissa to call in and tell us about this because, for some reason, I don't know why I've been on Twitter all day. I've not heard about this. What is this about Chris Brown deleting his Twitter because...
Oh, yeah. Let me put you on game.
Put me on game because I ain't heard shit.
You know that,
y'all. I'm a number one fan, tell y'all.
Yeah, I'm a Chris Brown fan. I'm not ashamed to tell y'all that motherfucker. JR is a Chris Brown fan. I like his music. All right, but we all know that Chris Brown can be a little sensitive. Okay, now, that whoever you just called out, Rissy, she still definitely need to call in if she has more details. But all I know is he got into it with somebody on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, and instead of, you know what I'm saying, staying on Twitter, just letting the shit ride out, he deleted his whole account. You know what I'm saying? So he did this, I think, I'm not mistaken, I think it was the day before yesterday. He deleted his account. I think he deleted his Instagram, too. I don't follow him on Instagram, but somebody told me he deleted his Instagram. So, I mean, basically, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, you know, him and Rihanna then got back together, and I feel like they just want to do their own thing. I think people's coming at his neck about the situation or whatever. But like I said, Rissa, call in if you got more details, because I know it's a lot of different stories floating around out there. But, yeah, he deleted his Twitter. But, I mean, we care, really. We care.
Got crazy about this though, so I'm gonna start taking callers real quick. We got a couple barcode numbers. So I'm gonna I'm gonna take this first barcode number. We got 111111. So I'm not exactly sure who you are, but listen to where you hear. You're on live. 111111111. You're on live. Masturbators. Who we got? Hello.
Yo,
what is this?
I've seen this
on Twitter. I'm a Twitter myself, and I want to be engaged in this. What is this?
Oh, your phone sounds like a static.
Your phone is breaking up. Sit still for a second, honey. Now, what did you say?
I'm saying, like, I was just checking up on my Twitter, and I seen this, and I was just, I want to be engaged as well. What is this? Like, can you inform me? Is this a party line? Is this, like, a Twitter
line?
We're
an online radio show. You can go to www.grindhardradio.com. We're affiliated with Grindhard Radio. We are live every Monday and Wednesday night at 10 till 12. It's just us on here talking shit about everything, and it's entertainment.
Okay, definitely. I'm definitely going to save this because I got a whole lot of shit to talk my damn self.
Okay,
true.
So do you have something you want to hear us talk about tonight?
I'm saying I don't really got nothing right now, but you know what I'm saying? As far as Twitter and everything else like that, you know what I mean? Good looks for informing me. I'm going to definitely keep posting with you guys.
Okay,
all right, that's what it is, man. Just
stay
on the hashtag.
Check this out.
Yo, check this out,
right,
my man. Yo, she got a question for you.
Okay.
Hit him with the question, though.
Okay, my question is, what's more dramatic for you? Do you have an iPhone? Hold on, do you have an iPhone? This is a serious question. Hello?
What?
Oh.
Okay, caller. I don't know, for some reason I feel like you calling off a Metro. I don't know. What kind of phone do you have, sweetie?
I have a Samsung.
Samsung. Okay. What is more dramatic, your phone breaking or you going into your fridge and finding out that you don't have any milk for your cereal? Serious question. What's more dramatic for you?
More dramatic? Phone breaking.
Okay.
I was just about
right.
to say,
well,
the
fact that he had to think about it lets me know he's agreeing. When I
said,
"I'm
not doing."
Anyway. All right, right, so I'm going to jump into the next one. We got a call from 469-8772. You're on live with Master Status right now.
Hey, what's up?
I think the call's off. What's good? Who we got?
Yeah, Jonathan, OG Toda, at OG Toda.
Hi, Jonathan. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. What's your Twitter name again? Say it one more time.
It's MOB, capital MOB, _ Tojo, TOEJO.
Put it on the hashtag.
Yeah, definitely mention us on the hashtag, Masturbators.
Just hashtag
okay.
Scott Vito for the most underrated artist, though. I want to let that be known.
Oh, okay. I think you hit me up in my mentions then. Was that you? I'm not sure. But anyways, okay, so is there anything else that you wanted to talk about tonight?
Shout out to GSU, even though we lost to SU, we still, kings of New Orleans, so it don't even matter. And all my people that got jobs and got to work tomorrow, I'll get y'all a good night rest. I'm off.
Turn up.
All right, then. Thank you for calling.
All right, John Henry.
All right, we're going to jump into another caller because our boards are kind of crazy right now. I'm going to jump into another caller. We got a call from 336. 4326, you're on live with the Masturbators right now. Who we got?
Tulip.
Tulip.
Ah, did they just hang up?
Tulips.
Did they really say tulips?
Tulip. Tulip.
T-U-L-I-P, tulip.
Tulip.
Okay.
Like the flower, yeah, like the flower.
Tulip.
Just keep going.
Yeah,
right,
tulip.
Keep
rolling.
All right, what's
okay,
going on, caller?
Okay, I just want to tell Lisa this stuff because I wrote this poem,
okay,
and I need some feedback on it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Open mic.
Okay, it's called Footprints on My Heart.
All right.
It's been kind of hard trying to live without fear. See, I never understood why God had to take so many good people away from me. I never understood why, out of all people he would hurt me. He had to choose me. See, I lost another great spirit in there. See, they kept me and helped me and taught me. They made me, and that's the only reason I'm here today. See, I believe in marriage and doing things the right way. I never held a grudge because things didn't go my way. I was told to walk by faith and not by sight because even the most beautiful creature still does go through pain.
Right.
See, people pulled me in many different directions by asking too many questions. See, patience is something I've never had, and why I was so scared of hospitals. And even in my own home, I still had fears and doubts. Nobody believed in me. I was forced to believe in myself. Because, you see, I missed our talk and I missed our walk, but we still do all of this, but only in my dreams. And I wish you were here to see the things that I've done. Sometimes I wonder why you can't be here with me, and that's all I know to pray. But sometimes I wonder why can you still be here with me. I'm trying to stay strong, babe. I'm trying to stay strong, barely holding on. I know I'll see you again, but for right now, rest in peace.
That's the end of it? That's the end of your poem?
Yeah.
All right, well check this out. Let me say this before anybody say anything funny or anything. Yo, I commend you. Yo, just for you having that, I mean, just me personally, it'll feel like me standing on the stage in front of 1,000 people and I'd be so nervous and I'd probably shit in my pants. So I commend you for, you know what I'm saying, number one, having that courage to stand up and, you know what I'm saying, you wrote that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I commend you for, you know, standing up in front of on live radio with 10,000 people listening and, you know, saying, giving out your poem that you wrote. I mean, I think it's a pretty sweet poem. How old are you?
19.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I commend you. That's all I want to say. I want to say I commend you, and I admire your bravery. That's a nice poem, though.
Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate you sharing that poem with us, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
We do appreciate you.
Everybody, hit our hashtag. Okay, sweetie. Everybody hit our hashtag and let her know. Go ahead and let her know what you thought about that poem. We're going to take the next caller from the 901-7451. You're on live with the Masturbators.
Hey.
Hey, is this Rissa?
Yeah.
Hey, Rissa. Okay, so did JR pretty much get it all down packed? Did you know some more info about this whole Chris Brown thing?
Yeah, this is basically what happened. Like, he made a comment and some comedian named Jenny, I forgot her last name, had, you know, said some stuff to him, and then they just went back and forth. I guess he got mad and deleted his Twitter. And he was saying sexual things like niggas do.
Yeah, he light skinned, so, you know, he get aggravated fast.
Was it Jimmy? It wasn't Jimmy Fallon, was it?
Her Twitter name is Jenny Johnson High Five. She's white.
Is she the girl who always does those videos on YouTube with the cat and the dog, or the dog, the weird dog with those long arms? Like, this dog has, like, crazy long arms? Oh, okay, I'm wrong. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mata, go sit in the corner.
Yeah, I want you to sit in the chair that's Mark Dunst.
You see that Grand Cherokee outside? Go ride up a mountain somewhere.
Oh, God. Fuck all, yeah. All right, Rissa, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a few more things that y'all already discussed about the underrated artists.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I think Hawson is pretty high because people don't give him credit because he wore white context and, you know, he don't rap about sex and, you know, doing drugs. I think he's a pretty good artist.
Hobson is a beast, but Riss is only saying Hobson because he followed her, and I'm jealous. But it's cool. It's cool. I ain't tripping, though. Leave it alone. I ain't tripping, though. But he dope. Yeah, he dope.
Since we retouched on this, I see it on the hashtag. I want to throw it out there, too, because that's who I was thinking about. I would like to say Ace Hood, too. Ace Hood is disgusting. I don't think he deserves his proper recognition.
I seen Ludacris on that too. Of course, Ludacris. He got
some. Ludacris is not.
Rissa, have you voted yet? Pause. Rissa, have you voted yet?
I don't feel like I get the same respect.
Yeah, I voted for you and Trizzy.
You can only vote for one though.
Oh well, I went back and voted twice.
Unless you got separate computers, but the voting lasts all week, so.
That's what I like, Rissa. Vote twice, baby.
And you know who I feel like right now when I'm looking at them voting polls? I feel like Jesse Jackson when he tried to run for president.
It's not fair, though. JR is giving those big for votes, though. That is not fair. I'm going to start throwing out the giant for votes.
Wait. If y'all want to be honest about the situation, JR is at a disadvantage. I'm in the middle of the woods. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out doing whatever y'all doing. Like, I'm on mold right now, so I'm at a disadvantage,
man.
Like, the people,
you know you already got stands out there.
You got all these bitches that be on your dick online, too. All you got to do is DM them, like, hey, boo.
If that's the case, Mata, then you should be winning. You slang so much pussy in your DM.
I should.
This is ridiculous.
I should.
I want to let all y'all know the last three shows, Mata has been pumping up her pussy for the last three shows. This should show y'all that Mata pussy ain't hitting no shit. These same niggas that been trying to hit the pussy won't even take 5 minutes to go press a button for her on computer.
For one, I was talking about how little my ass was, if we're going to keep it real. And JR told me, all you got to do is say your pussy good. So now I've been saying that, and now he's trying to tell me, that means that I'm trying to pump it up. I'm just saying, though,
I've been telling you to say that because I've been hoping in the back of my mind that it's true. But obviously it's not true because these motherfuckers won't take the time to even go press a button for you. They're just pressing the button. You feel me?
Hey, now. Don't start. JR loved it. I'm not trying to hear that. That 2 minutes, he loved it. He was screaming my name, so I'm not even trying to hear it.
I mean, I voted for you, so don't be mad at me.
Okay. Anyways, Rissa, we appreciate you calling in tonight. Keep tuning in. You know we always love you. Mwah, mwah.
That's some wet kisses.
It was.
I know. What the fuck was that? Might as well get it.
Right. Yo, that's one of those kisses that you receive and make you wipe your mouth out the whistle.
Rissa, I just want you to know I may not be your favorite host yet, but, I mean, just keep listening. It's on the way. Don't worry.
Actually, she been gone.
Yeah.
She's still listening. That's not a nigga
deal. She's still listening.
Man, you Ginobili player.
Hell no. All right. Okay. Let me jump into the next topic. We're going to talk about pickup lines. Can I hear y'all best pickup lines and your worst pickup lines that you ever heard? Slim, I know you're on the line. What's something, the worst pickup line you think you've ever heard?
Oh, my God. It's so many. What's the point? Like, it's so fucking many. He was like, this man worked at Walmart, and I was moving some paint or some shit, and he was like, oh, you need some help? And I was like, no, I got it. Thanks, though. And he was like, oh, I like a woman that can handle herself. Let me go ahead on and, he said, so I'm like, let me go ahead on and turn them so you ain't got to help yourself out no more or some shit like that. I was like, why? It was I don't think I've ever heard a really good pickup line, like, because most of the ones always tend to make me laugh, so.
Right.
Okay, I had a guy tell me I have beautiful feet and I can walk all over him any day.
Oh, wow.
That's simply what he said. He said I could literally walk all over.
He literally said you just put your goddamn feet in his mouth or something. Damn.
Dad, whoever told you that, they must don't know that you got them alligator claws up under them socks.
They like to smell a crab.
Taylor is forever talking shit about me. That's love, though. You know, talk shit about the person you love. Like, he be doing that. It's cool. It's cool, JR. You want me. Just say that you want me. It's cool.
I used to want you, and then I seen you in the daytime.
what you say, JR? You said she was sexy until Future turned on the lights.
Yeah. I'm saying. Hey, listen.
Come out.
Hey, look, let me tell you what happened.
KBI, you at his house.
Listen, I met Mata in the club. You know, people be looking good up on them club lights because the club lights is flashing, so you only really get to see them for like 1.6 seconds. We met up to have lunch the next day, and she hopped out the car looking like a fucking sea donkey. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to change the heart.
All right, that's all she wrote, and I'm out.
I'm a chill.
I'm fucking resign after this show.
I am not tripping. Whatever. My pussy
good,
though.
Nah.
That is false advertising. Like, somebody's going to sue your ass for false advertising.
Slim, you cannot talk about it unless you try it. If you're willing to try it, then get your butt over here. If not, then zip it. Anyways. Walt, all right,
I'm on the way.
What is the best pickup line you ever used to get a female?
Well, actually, I don't think it's the best pickup line. But when I say this, just say, you say, why you say that? Okay. Hey, girl, you must be from Tennessee.
Why you say that?
Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, my God. Has that ever worked for you, ever?
Actually, it did make a few girls smile, but it was laughing and left, so.
I know, look, I got one. I got one. This one was horrible, though, for real. Hey, how you doing? Hey, do you know CPR? Why? Because you just took my breath away.
Blind on moments. That's one of those moments everybody say, aw.
Hey, look, hey, Tricky, that's one of the moments where as soon as you get done, she'd be like, bless your heart.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, nigga.
Nah.
That's Southern voice. Southern slang.
Okay, Ron, I know you got some pickup lines. I know you got them. So what's the best one you've ever used?
I don't have any. I'm so sorry. I don't have any. Oh, man. I'm
Are you kidding?
I know you got some.
Tell them that line you used to get me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, the line I used to get you? Okay. Hey, you look kind of good. When we going to fuck? That's it.
Real goddamn lie. See, this how you kind of, you ain't that nigga tell a story for shit.
Okay, so what do you use to get you?
Hey, look, y'all, listen.
This is a true story right here, y'all. Reality radio.
He didn't even get me at first. Like, I was kind of mad at the, you know, at the line he used. Like, it took me a minute. So he was like, you know, we was on Twitter. We was, you know, chit-chatting and whatnot. So he hit my DMs up and was like, hey, baby, like, I can't get you off my mind. Like, you need to call me. So I called him, right? And he was like, yo, you out of breath? Because you've been running through my mind all day. And I was like, Kevin, like, I hung up. I ain't talking to him for like 3 days.
She hung up.
I'm about to tell y'all some real shit. Y'all want to know how I got Mata though, for real?
Oh my God, they are.
Nah, for real. I'm gonna be serious with y'all. So, you know, this is JR. You know, I ain't gonna sugarcoat shit. So I'm talking to Mata or whatever like that. So I was like, man, you know what? I'm gonna go and try. So this is my pickup line. I'm gonna start from the very beginning. It's one sentence and that was it. Trizzy, you ready?
I'm with you.
I was like, so what you saying is you laid on the rent again.
Cletus, bring me my pistol. It's over with.
I don't get it, though.
Nah, bro.
It'll take you a while. Hey, like, JR, you should tell me. Hey, you'll get it by 12 o'clock lunchtime tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Mata,
download the show on iTunes and listen to it again. You'll get it.
Somebody hit up the hashtag and tell me what that meant, because I'm all the way lost right now. I'm like a white girl. I don't know. I just don't know.
Mata, you shouldn't even be that lost. Like, usually I'm really the one that, like, be last to get it, but I got it this time.
Yeah, even on text messages.
I'm going to leave it alone. I don't know. Anyways, Trizzy, did you say yours? Because I don't think I heard your pickup line.
My best pickup line?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm Trizzy. I'm out. I mean, that's
just...
You sound like...
That's it. What y'all waiting on something else? What you waiting on? It wasn't that. It's nothing else. Like, I'm based a lot. Like, I'm based a lot. Like, when I say I'm Trizzy, like, draws come down. So, I mean, it's over with.
Oh, all
right, cool. Yeah, y'all heard the song. Keep flicky dreads and your girl gone. Uglining. Y'all heard the intro. Y'all heard it.
Crazy, what do you mean you flip your dreads? Like, you literally, your dreads are like an inch long. What are you flipping? Seriously.
That nigga said Wale Dreads.
Wale Dreads.
Wale Dreads.
Hey, Trezzy, somebody just texted my phone and said your dreads are like burnt gummy worms.
Man, I'm about to hang up.
Fuck
this show. I ain't gonna use my battery.
Oh,
battery
man.
Now.
No roasting
session.
No comment, man. I'm done.
Real
tears.
Real
tears. That's my first time this has ever happened.
Yeah.
Calling
this
make
does sure happen to me often.
Because we do want to hear from you. We're going to jump into this barcode number. I have no idea who this is. 1111111111. You're on live with the Masturbators right now.
Hashtag go sit down, King.
1111111. You're on live. Okay, they got.
I don't think they know their own.
Yeah, I know. I don't think so either. Anyways, I think y'all are calling blocked, and when you call blocked, you come in as a barcode.
That's some paranoid people.
Yeah, there's no reason to call and block. We're not going to save your number and, like, prank call you or anything like that, you know, like.
They call and block because they
don't
they
have any stalkers on here, baby.
They call and block because they on mom's house phone and they sneaking.
True. That is true. That's some under 18s.
Did y'all used to do that, though, back in the day? Let me tell you what I used to do. Everybody had this struggle. Back in the day, this is before, you know, I came up in a generation where, you know, all the kids didn't have cell phones, like, you know what I'm saying, like they do now. So, you know what I'm saying, I think, you know, everybody had to call the house phone. And if you really think about it, like, that changed a lot of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying, if I wanted to talk to Mata, I had to call Mata's house. And if, when I called Mata's house, Mata's mother or Mata's father may pick up the phone, and, you know, you had to learn how to be respectful, like, hey, how you doing, ma'am? Can I speak to Mata? Blah, 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 whatever. Now, you know what I'm saying, these days, you can just call the kid directly. The parents don't even know who the kid's talking to. A lot's changed. But anyway, this is what I used to do, though. I used to go in my parents' room before they went in there and went to sleep, and I used to take their phone, off the hook. I mean, not off the hook, but I used to unplug their phone out the wall or whatever. So that way, you know what I'm saying, whenever somebody called, it would just come when I turn the ring down. You know what I'm saying? That's how I used to talk on the phone to girls at night, you know, and stuff like that. So I don't know if y'all ever had to go through that, or y'all parents can give a fuck. But
I don't have to go through that. We had two lives in my house.
Yeah.
Well, I came for four people. We didn't have two lines in our house. We had one of those phones that you had to, like, actually dial, and then we upgraded to, you know, the cordless phone, but I used to sneak the cordless phone in my room and put
the... Y'all had the cups.
Y'all niggas, man, y'all had a maid, man. I had to dial O-O before I called anybody, man.
I had a boyfriend. My first boyfriend in high school, we were together for, like, 8 years. But my first boyfriend...
8 years?
8 years. We were together all through high school.
Now, that's surprising right there.
He had a cell phone in high school. He would give me his cell phone and call me from his house phone. So if I couldn't talk on the phone, if I was on his phone, he would give me his cell phone and call me from his house phone.
Yo, JR, he cheated the man initiation. Yo, back then, like JR said, yo, that's what separated men from boys. Like, back in those days, you was a man if you can call that house phone and ask for that girl in front of her daddy or her mama.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? I think nowadays, like JR said, yo, people, we as guys, the younger generation, I think they're taking the T way out as far as getting the girl house. Like, cell phone number, because we already know who's going to answer the cell phone. It's like a 99.9% chance that the girl going to answer the cell phone, or she's going to take it back.
I just think that, you know what I'm saying, like, the generation now, you know, because technology is so advanced that, you know, they're lacking on having just good in-person, you know what I'm saying, personality. They're lacking on having personality and communication skills because, you know what I'm saying, nowadays you don't even have to get a girl number. If you follow her on Twitter or follow her on Instagram, you can come at her that way, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But I just think, you know, back in the days, it was only one avenue to get to the person that you wanted, and it was either A, you had to catch them in school, talk to them in person, write them a letter, or, you know what I'm saying, catch them at a social event or something like that. It wasn't no Twitter, no Instagram, you know what I'm saying. This was like, I think MySpace was just popping, like, you know what I'm saying, back in my day.
Right.
But, you know, when you wanted to go to, you know, see a chick, you had to go to her house. I mean, you had to meet her parents. You know, it was a whole thing that you had to go through. And I think that's where the generation now is going left, because now, you know, these kids is in relationships 3-4 years, the parents never even met the guy. Parents never even seen the person because y'all dating and y'all talking, texting on the phone and stuff. It's just different, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and I think, you know what I'm saying, I think that's why our parents were more found and more solid. They had more found and solid foundations than we got today. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just to, you know what I'm saying, beat that dead horse again, I remember those times where I had to call that house phone, and I had to worry about her daddy answering. And we all had to worry about, oh, man, I hope my daddy pleases. I know all the niggas that's listening is sitting there, and then while that phone's ringing, y'all niggas was holding y'all hands and crossing y'all hands, saying, please, don't let her daddy answer, don't let her daddy answer. But miraculously, if her daddy or her mother answered, you just all of a sudden turned into one of the best guys on earth. You was like, yeah, hello, sir. Yo, may I speak to Samantha? Yo, who is this, nigga? I'm talking about, and when that man asked you who you were, like, you gave that nigga your whole motherfucking name. Like, you wouldn't dare get this motherfucker a government. Like, I wouldn't dare say motherfucking Trizzy. Nigga, I would have said, yo, hi, sir, my name is Peter. And he's like, Peter? Peter who? I'm like, Peter Stewart. Nice to meet you. I live at 313 Oak Lane.
I used to act like I was just a good church brother. I used to be like, can I speak to Cassie, my brother?
Hey, look, Trizzy.
I
All right, Trizzy, man. Chill.
Trizzy, man.
Sound like a
Hey, listen, everybody right now, imagine me and Trizzy in the car. Me and Trizzy about to have a conversation. Imagine how this goes. Hey, Trizzy, what's good?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, you know that bitch that was at the school earlier today, man, the bitch with the fat ass, with the apple bottom joints on, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with them fat ass drawers.
Yeah, her, yo, son, she gave me a number, yo, I'm about to call her motherfucking house, man, I hope that hoe ready to fuck something tonight, man.
Straight up, bro, what's your
Hey, man, what's your
Hey, wait, the phone ringing, hold on. Oh, shit, her dad answered the phone. Oh, hey, how you doing, brother? It's a good day to be in the Lord's name. Jesus, it's a good, this is James, I'm calling to speak to Kiara, please.
And that's how it went. I'm talking about, boy, you, like I said, you went from the baddest ass kid in high school to a motherfucking Christian. Nigga, you was a saint when you called that nigga.
But nah, bro. None of y'all called a white parent before, though, bro.
Oh, no.
None of y'all called a white parent.
Tell us about it, man.
Bro, you got to put on your whitest voice. Excuse me, sir. Is Christy home? I have to speak to her to help her with my homework because I need tutoring. Bro, you got to put on your whitest voice. Yeah, bro. I'm lucky to have my name be Rommel, bro. If my name was, like, some black name, bro, I have to change my name to Tom or some shit. Huh.
That's why I said Peter. My name is Peter.
You gotta have one of them black names. You can't be coming up calling nobody, yo, this your boy Jerome. Let me talk.
You can't say this your boy Dante.
No, can't do that either, bro.
How did you guys act when you had to go to that person's house? Like, I know y'all used to go to, like, your girl's house and, like, knock on the door and stuff like that. How different were you guys seeing the father, like, in person and stuff like that?
Well, that's a little happy because I used to sneak when their parents were gone, so.
No, fuck that. Hey, yo, JR, you went before, right?
Yeah, I definitely went before.
All right, back me up on this one. When it comes to that parent initiation where you had to meet the parent, this you did one of these numbers. You went to your closet. Let me see what was popular back then. Academics, what was popular back then? Academics. Anyway, whatever was popular, you know, popular wear back then. Yo, you look past all the motherfucking shirts. Like, all the motherfuckers could be hanging there. You'd be like, oh, hell no, that's too hood. And you scroll through all your shit, and then you look for, like, a collar shirt. I mean, I know these niggas that y'all had that struggle where y'all had to look through y'all. Well, I know everybody didn't have it because all y'all niggas ain't got none. But anyway, yo, I know y'all niggas had to go to the closet and look for that collar shirt, that good-looking collar shirt, and especially if it was a polo. Boy, you look for the one that was nice and iron. It had to be iron. You wasn't going to leave out of the house if it wasn't iron. So you grab that motherfucking iron shirt and you tuck your pants in. Nigga, nobody like to tuck their motherfucking shirt in. Nigga, if you going to that girl house, nigga, you tuck your shirt in. And that's where good class and shit developed, though. Like he was saying, yo, that's where, you know what I'm saying, good ethics developed back then when you had to call that house phone.
Let me tell you, I'm going to go this far. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, everybody know if you grew up in the midst of the struggle, you know what I'm saying, you had different outfits for different occasions. All right?
Yep.
So, raise your hand right now if you had that Easter suit in your closet that you only pulled out on Easter.
Raise my hand so hard that I pulled a muscle. That Easter suit, they don't know nothing about Easter suit.
When I'm going to Christie house for the first time, I'm putting on the Easter suit without the jacket.
Wow, I'm looking like he's going through a
fool.
And that motherfucker did not have a wrinkle in it nowhere. It didn't have a wrinkle nowhere.
Sharp ass crease.
Because I only wore it once a year.
Yeah, nigga, that crease was so sharp in that motherfucker, if, like, you ran your hand across your pants too hard, you'll cut your hand open. Like,
and then that's what happened. See, like, I'm six two, so, you know what I'm saying, like, I grew a little bit in high school. I thought I finally got up in my junior year. I'm like, shit, it's going to be Easter. I ain't got to wear the Easter suit. Here my mama come in with her big-ass nightgown on, talking about, I took the hem out your Easter suit, baby. It's Easter. Now I'm like, bitch.
They don't know nothing about the hem, Dale. You took it back then. They don't know nothing about him in my pants. Nigga, my grandma still trying to hem my pants. Nigga, I'm a grown-ass man, and my grandma tried to hem my pants today. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know nothing about the hemming of the pants.
They don't know about the struggle.
That's like a little of the southern taste.
Yeah, that's that stuff.
Right,
like,
because, I mean, I had to have a hem in my skirt, though. Like, I had to have the hem in my skirt let off.
Let your hair go.
Because they put my skirt too short.
Boy. Right. Let you had to came home with them pants too baggy. Them things too long. Oh, shit, them ankles getting rolled up, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Bro, what you doing dressing like that?
What you doing dressed like that? Why you never see him no pants? Boy, you done be to save your money for them expensive ass.
I ain't want my rock.
Let you not have a belt on, and then your grandma go in that back room back there and get some of that rope and tell you to put it around your waist.
What you talking about? Southern slang.
What you talking
come
about?
Come here, child. Who you fucking?
She tell you to grab about 20 safety pins, and she pin your pants up.
Oh, yeah. And what you say, we didn't call them pants back then. We called them britches.
Somebody pin them britches up.
When I was in elementary right there on school, they'd be like, boy, pull them britches up, please.
Pull them britches up. Tell you, boy, you know what pants was.
Right.
Back then, nobody had Ralph Lauren. We had that duck head polo shirt.
Oh, boy, they don't know nothing about duck head. You had a duck head pants? You don't know nothing about that Azad, though.
What you know about that Azad?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hell, you old as fuck.
Hey, listen, I'm not ashamed of my age, people. It is what it is. I was here many moons ago. Goddamn it, you know.
Hey, you remember Dada?
Many moons ago.
I'm mad at my boy JR for that one right now. Many moons ago, he don't know that I'm in there. I ain't like from Massachusetts. I'm gonna call him for it, bro. When I see you, bro. Many moons ago. I'm mad. I have a question though, JR. Did you mean when you met me I was stripping?
Did you mean when you met me I was stripping?
No, when I met you, you wasn't stripping.
Oh,
actually, listen, when I met you, you was stripping. My bad, because you had just tore your ACL, cause, so you were stripping with a knee brace. Remember that?
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Maybe you had the Drake syndrome, did she?
I'm like, listen, I met her. I was like, damn, girl, you cute. Slim had a neck brace on. Hey, listen, Mada slipping in the club. I'm like, damn, girl, you cute. She's like, look, I can't talk to you right now. Just put your number in my knee brace.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh,
my God.
Houston, Vegas face ass.
I ain't gonna even lie though. Mada be in there with knee pads on, sliding across the floor.
I do my best work on it. That's cool. Straight. Take it, my dude. I'm not knee pads if you want to. Mada had on a real quarterback shoulder pad. Go ahead, though, like that girl one leg. You got there dancing with that shit, though. Mada was in a strip club with a whole Rydell football set on.
I said, what the fuck? How you doing?
Mada had on some vapors in that bitch.
What the fuck are you stripping with cleats on?
Okay, well, as much as I'm enjoying this roast of Mada session that we're having tonight, shout out to all y'all, fuck all y'all. Anyways, Walt, you want to go ahead and break into intermission real quick?
Yeah, let's go ahead and break into it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what we got for him, Tris? What we got for him, man?
But we got that bang bang music, man.
Yeah, we got a bang bang, as you would say.
Hey, check this out, man. We finna get into the banger. I think, I recommended this song personally, so if you want to slander me, yo, hit up the hashtag and say, what the fuck was Trizzy thinking, if you don't like the song. But if you do like it, then you all owe me the P. But like I was saying, yo, we finna get into this Chief Keef, this motherfucking Understand Me.
Let go.
Oh,
featuring Young Jeezy. Let go.
I hate this song.
Wait, hold on. Slim just say she hate this song?
How does Slim say she hate this song when she got GBE on her lower back? I'm out.
Alright, okay, I'm out.
Wait.
Sauce, baby. Yeah, but say that she don't understand me. Fuck, I be flex. My money flex. I gotta get this money on. Understand me. $100 down, long $100s. Understand me. I gotta get this money on. Understand me.
I spend a lot of cash. Spend them stacks and get it back. OCF, my niggas, they invented that. Smoking on this block, all at the sticky pack. Dope. Count so much money that my fingers cramp. All my niggas wild on, we don't give a damn. Looney, action main bitch, she know who I am. Robin for a tax if he's a son of Sam. Who gives a fuck? We don't care about nothing, fam. Got money for a person that do money gram. I'ma drop the top when I buy me a fast car. Kidnap a squad, nigga, fuck some ransom. And if his mouth moving, my gun dance some. I pull up in that Porsche, stay like damn, son. All these bitches on me, I won't wipe none. I had them bitches running when that pipe come. Ayy, Devin say that she don't understand me. I be flexing, my money coming handy. I gotta get this money, understand me. 100,000 long hunters, understand me. Understand me. Understand me. I gotta get this money, understand me. Understand me. Understand me. Bitch, my name is so, so you can call me Sammy.
Fake ass niggas, that's the shit I don't like. Kilogram flow, that's the shit I don't write. All these fucking games, that's the shit I don't play. Two dough, Marcelago, when it smoke great. Get a 50 cat, a bitch might come in handy. It'll open up a nigga like some candy. And the barrel look like a camel soup can. Banana clips in the closet like a fruit stand. Time is 36 souls and I'm the OG. One time I sit and watch a nigga snow the whole key. Muscle on the rock while a flash no bang. Spent the 100 grand, one ring, no chain. Got a bitch in wild hunters, keep it 300. Man, that head so good, about the 300. Understand me, nigga, understand me. Thuggin' was a category, I'm for the Grammy.
Devin say that she don't understand me. Fuck, I be flexing, my money coming handy. I gotta get this money, understand me. 100,000 long hunters, understand me. Understand me. Understand me. I gotta get this money, understand me. Understand me. Understand me. Understand me. Bitch, my name is Sosa, you can call me Sammy. Understand me.
How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What if I told you that you had a world government that admits they want to kill 90% of the population, and they admit it on TV? And if you want to know the truth, come to Facebook.com/King David Show. Buddy, you can laugh all you want to. I got the documents, and they admit it on TV. You want to
hold
debate
on, wait,
it,
wait,
Mr. Masturbator?
Hold on. What now? What now?
Yeah, you got a world government that admits they want to kill 90% of the population on C-SPAN. You can look it up on TV. Come to Facebook.com/King David Show right now, and you can see it for yourself.
Hey, listen, King David. Hey, buddy. Hey, how you doing, buddy? This is JR. What if I told you I didn't give
a... My name's David. My name's David, not buddy.
Hey, David, what if I told you I didn't give a good goddamn about none of that shit you talking about?
Hey, what if it's the Mayan thing?
It's not the Mayan thing, brother. That's the way to hold you down so that way you don't stand up. You know what I'm saying? You say, oh, it's the end of the world. I ain't going to do nothing about it.
So the government wants to kill us. That's what you're saying, the government wants to kill us.
On record, no, I'm not saying that. They're saying that. I'm just relaying the message to you. It's on C-SPAN. You can watch it for yourself. Just type in depopulation agenda. You can pull it up on C-SPAN. They have debates about it. And then trust me, it's not a masturbation either. It's a real debate. They talk about it.
Okay. All right, well, we appreciate you. We're definitely going to do that.
And in his defense, yo, I would like to say that I think the government has the cure to AIDS, but they're not releasing it just to keep the population in check. I believe, you know, the government has the cure to cancer and AIDS, but I feel as though they're not releasing it just to keep the population in check. Because if they release every cure to every disease out there, then niggas ain't gonna be dying fast enough. And not just niggas. Let me rephrase that. People won't die fast enough. So I think, yo, the cure to a lot of these diseases that can be cured, so to speak. I think the government has them, or scientists have figured it out. But sure, you know what I'm saying? They just left that shit alone, and they just keep trying to keep the population in check. That's my personal
opinion. They have to leave it alone. You're too powerful, bro. You're too powerful to stand up. You see what I'm saying? They cannot let you know that you got the power. You ever seen that movie, An Ant's Life? When he says, why is all these ants running us? He says,
right,
can't let them ants know that they outnumber us 100,000 to 1 because they'll take us over.
Hey, Dave.
You better think about
it,
bro.
Can I ask you a question real quick? That's real shit, though. Can I make a statement real quick?
Yeah, you can go ahead and ask me anything, bro.
I'm not disagreeing about nothing you're saying. I do think it's a certain amount of politics and scams that's going on. But guess what? One thing I do know, though, God has the final say, so. And at the end of the day, they can plot all they want to, but when it's time for you to go, it's going to be time for you to go, and it's time for you to be.
Why
are
you topping out?
Time for you to be.
Why are you topping out? Does that mean you got to lay down? Does that mean you got to lay down to say, oh, kill me because it's in God's hands? Nah,
no,
I'm still living,
so I'm not topping out. I'm still living.
That's a cop-out line.
Okay, well, hey, that's how you feel about it.
All right, well, thank you for
coming. So go ahead and play that brainwashing music. Go ahead and get everybody into it. While there's a little bit of chemicals and stuff in your water, fluoride in your water, you know, it's good and healthy for you. Make sure you don't never, ever say nothing about that, because you got to let them win. Obama don't love you, folks. Bush don't love you. These folks hate you.
Realize that. I'm let you go, Team Obama.
He said Bush too, but all right, wrestling, boy.
770 last 4 digits 1724. What's happening? That's Atlanta area code.
Hey, look, why y'all trying to figure out get this next caller in there? You know what I'm saying? Because obviously this caller's not here. Why y'all get the next caller in? Let me just say this real quick on that note, man. That's why everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, regardless of whatever your religious preference is, regardless of whatever it is that you believe in, stand firm in your beliefs. Because there's people out here that's going to come up with different type of schematics and stuff that are going to try to waver you and tell you that this is a scam, this is a scam. Okay, we understand that. Whatever your beliefs is, you need to stand firm in your beliefs and don't fall for nothing, or you'll fall for anything. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not telling you which way to go. That doesn't matter. If you believe in whatever you believe in, stand firm in that, because there's people like that who just sit back and look at their computer and trying to find different scams and stuff and everything. And I'm not saying really it was nothing wrong with what he was doing, but at the same time, you could find an excuse for everything. I know who has the final say, so I'm going to continue to live my life the way that I can live my life and get the best results out of it. And then when it's time for me to go, it's going to be time for me to go. But the scams and the stuff that's going on behind, stuff that we can't control anyway, I'm not going to sit here and pick my brain about that, because at the end of the day, you live in the United States of America. And all the stuff that's going on at the White House and behind closed doors, that's something that you'll never be able to understand or control anyway. So just live your life and believe in what you believe in, man, period.
Yeah.
All right, then.
What he said.
JR, man, for real, straight up. This JR,
yeah, the river.
Man, on everything I love, dog, because it's people like that. And I'm talking about for all y'all people that go to church, you know what I'm saying, real hard churchgoers and stuff like that. Understand, when you go to church, you're going to church to get the word, and you believe in the word. You're not believing in that preacher. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of times you have stuff like that where you go to a church and you find out the preacher is scandalous and he doing all this stuff and people just stop going to the church. That's because you believe in another man. You know what I'm saying? He's just a person that's giving the word. You still have to get in that thing and understand it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So don't fall for everything that you hear, man. Don't just go off of something that somebody else tell you and you be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. This must be the way. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you believe in, whatever it is, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, everybody has their own
belief. Right. Just believe in that, man.
Yeah, just,
my bad, I had to say that, man, because it's a lot of people out here like that, man. It's a lot of people that just sit and just analyze everything. We understand it. We get it. You know what I'm saying? The world is probably one big scam. We understand that. But that still doesn't not that doesn't mean that you copping out, you laying down because you pushing through. That means you're persevering. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to do. Everything is not going to be perfect. You have to persevere through stuff no matter what's going on. You still got to live your own individual life with the people that you decide to put in your life. So whether the world is a big scam or not, all these people in the world are not going to be at the gates whenever you meet whoever you believe in. Period.
Yeah. 100. I mean, yeah, you got to believe in your higher power. Your higher power possesses the final answer, just like JR said. That's just it. Bang, bang.
True.
Hey,
my bad.
Y'all remember last week when we had this and we were talking about y'all, you know, we were acting like each other on the show. Obviously, Trizzy did not listen into that show. But I just realized said that she does all the time.
What happened? Wait, hold on, I missed it.
Yeah, well, Trizzy, this is you. Well, you know, to go off of what JR just said, or, what JR just said.
Yeah, pressing off what he said.
I'm out to get the switchboard. Callers don't want to talk. Sorry,
that. I see. Okay, I'm done. Walt, you should go ahead and run that because, that person has seriously just sat there and put on the phone like he's from, like.
You don't have a very inviting voice. Like, you sound like, hello, this is Mass Beta. Bitch, say something. Say something right now before I come over there and whoop your ass. Say something.
Speak your voice. And I know if I was a caller, I'd do the Rasheed Wallace head scratch.
No. Okay, I'm going to start. Y'all want me to be friendly? All right, I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to be friendly. We'll see how it goes.
All right. House fly hand rub. I'm out.
Well, there. Okay, so we're going to jump into something else. I want to know what's the stupidest thing you've ever fought about in a relationship?
Walt, I'm going to start with you.
Hey, why you always start with me? Well, hey, Montel, it was the stupid thing we ever thought about. Over some ice cream.
Okay, what happened? You got to explain that.
No, I ain't no explain. I didn't want her to get the last of my damn ice cream. That's cookie dough ice cream, man. You know how that shit tastes. Shit, that's my favorite. She can't get the last corner of my ice cream. So we had a little fight. I almost bus drive open cutted her, but it didn't get that far. So.
Okay, Trizzy, what about you?
Hey, babe, I can't even answer that question, man. I argue about so much stupid things with these women, like you know what I'm saying? Yo, I just can't even answer that. I call a pass on that one. I argue about the stupid things with these hoes, women.
Okay. What about you, J.R.?
I think for me, the dumbest argument that I had would probably be who's going to sleep in the wet spot after six. Like, I just get tired of waking up with sticky cheeks. And you know what I'm saying? This bitch that I was fucking with, she act like her cheeks were too good to be sticky. Like, she was like, was refusing to sleep in the wet spot. So we broke up, and she took the sheets off the bed. So I'm sleeping on a naked mattress right now. It's okay, though.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
But the awkward moment where JR is in camp in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of niggas and he's got a wet spot on his neck.
JR is outside because these niggas got PT in about 4 hours, you feel me? So I had to go outside and finish the show, and I think I just seen two wild raccoons fucking over here by the bushes.
Hey, my nigga, if that's the case, I just want to know, on a scale of 1 through 10, how bad does raccoon sex smell? Hold mic to your face.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you know what, man? Actually, I don't know, because the way he was hitting it, I mean, it was so quick. Raccoon sex is fast. And sometimes after watching them sex, I realize that I am part raccoon, because my sex is always never as long as it should be. And, so after today, I want to tell everybody on the show, JR is part raccoon, because these raccoons had sex for all of 48 seconds, and she sleeps. Like, the raccoon laying on the ground right now sleep, like she ain't getting up. And he is protecting his kingdom. He's walking around protecting the kingdom. So, we'll see what happens.
Hey, JR, you see that tank out there on the side?
Yeah, I see this.
Go ahead and drive that into the sunset, my brother.
I'm blocking
this nigga said y'all to take it to the sunset. And it's nighttime.
I'm out. Come back.
I didn't thought
come
about
back. Come back.
Come back.
Retribution. All right.
Next person.
Okay, Ron, what about you? What's the worst thing you've ever, or the dumbest thing you've ever thought about?
I honestly don't. Hold on, wait. In my Trizzy voice, the brand show with my man Trizzy said. I don't know what my dumbest argument is, because I'm not. I mean, like, in order to argue, it's like gonna be a back and forth thing, right? I'm not a good arguer. Like, I don't remember good enough to be an arguer. You know, so it's like I suck at arguing. So yeah, I don't know. I think I got arguing about some sleep one time, but yeah.
I just want Ron to know that. I want Ron to know that arguer is definitely not a word, but it's okay.
I'm arguing. Well, see, argued. I'm going to say it. I got mixed up. Don't judge me. Anyways,
it's
for the
okay.
guys.
You just have to see what have you been argued. What have you been argumentative about in a relationship? It's okay,
Mike.
Not her associate degree. Not about her associate degree on eBay.
I argue about everything, like I was saying. I will start an argument about anything. If you piss me off, I'm that girl that it just takes one thing for you to actually piss me off. If you get attitude with me and we're about to argue, then I'm just going to bitch about everything after that. Like, any little thing you do is going to piss me off. If you like, get up too loud, I'm going to be mad. Like, I'm just like
my,
that. If,
oh,
you're,
shit.
If
yo,
you got
know,
me mad,
you know
I'm a bitch about it.
You know what's funny, though, Mata? And I'm glad you brought that up. Let me tell you what me and Mata got into about one time. And let me tell I just want y'all to know, JR can be petty sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes if you piss me off, I'm going to do some shit that's vindictive, because I feel like you need to know that you pissed me off. So me and Marty got into it one time about, you know what I'm saying, if you eat the last bowl of cereal, You know what I'm saying? Like, don't leave a little bit of milk in the motherfucking carton. Like, that's what we argued about. We argued about this shit for 2 days. So, you know what I'm saying? I come home one day, and Mata has hit all the remotes in the house, so I can't play PlayStation, watch TV, or do nothing like that. Just petty as shit. So what I did was, she had a job interview coming up on Friday, and I hit her GED. So she couldn't find it to take it with her.
JR. No, I got it. Hey, JR. Hey, JR.
Now, see how your dumb ass gonna get a job without this piece of paper you fucking do.
No. JR and Mata.
Yeah.
JR and Mata.
Sorry.
Y'all got me on
yeah.
this. Okay. You see that Cadillac all black, four flat outside? Take this tire iron. No. Take this tire iron. Change the tires and roll y'all ass the fuck out of here. It's a diamond in the back.
I'm sorry. I just want
diamond
people to know. Like,
I
want people to know how me and Mata's relationship went bad. Like the petty arguments we had. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people need to know so maybe they can overcome the situation. Mata was petty. How you make me beanie weenies with no hot dogs? I had straight beans in my shit. Like, where the hot dogs at and shit? Like, you know what I mean?
I sure did. I used to put breast milk. His cousin was pregnant, and I used to take her breast milk. Because, you know, like, she would just give it to me, and I would be, like, mad at JR, so I would take the breast milk or whatever, and I would put breast milk in the milk gallon, so when he ate cereal, he was drinking breast milk, but that was, like, a fail, because he liked it. After that, he was, like, asking for it, and it was really weird. It was a really weird moment in our relationship. I used to have to look at him, like, are you serious?
Hey, what happened? Listen, I did it, because my contact, and anybody who wears contacts know that, you know, you have to put your contact. So one time, Mata decided to stay out all night, not come home, not answer my text, nothing like that. So what I did was I pulled her solution out and put Sprite in it. So when she put her contact in the Sprite and then put it back in the eye, she had to think out for 12 weeks.
Okay, and with that, I'm putting in my 2-week notice. I quit.
Oh,
God damn. Understand.
Y'all ever see Mata's AV? And she, you know, if you look at her teeth real well, like she got like a real slight gap, you know what I'm saying, in her front two teeth. It's sexy, I'm not going to lie. But the reason she has a gap is the day we broke up, you know what I'm saying, I went in her top jaw, I took her retainer, and I gave it to this homeless guy on Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
Sorry.
I hated him after that because I know, I mean, y'all know how I feel about my gap. I'm, like, so self-conscious about my gap. And he just, he wanted it to happen. Like, he used to just laugh. Every day he would see me after that and just laugh at me. Like, ha-ha, bitch. Like, that's the type of laugh he would do. I felt some type of way about it. Like, he seriously would see me across the street, just look at me and point and laugh. Like, who does that? Vindictive
okay,
as fuck.
Okay, I'm JR and Mata. I need you both to do me a favor.
You know,
go over there to the
why don't you no? Well, you know, why don't you do me a fucking favor, Ron? Okay.
No. Do me a favor.
No.
Do me a favor.
No, bro.
Do me a favor. Just do me this favor.
You see, no, fuck that.
Bro. I'm gonna need you to do me this favor, bro. This is a very important favor, bro.
I'm not going. I'm not fucking going.
Mama, you do this, Mama. Yes, I don't want to say it, nigga. Do this for me, Mama. Go over there.
No.
Nobody's doing it.
So y'all don't want to do me no favor?
What you could do for me, Ron, is you see that fucking utility closet over there in the back, go over there and get on that tricycle with the flat training wheels and roll your dumb ass down a hill with no brakes.
I'm out. I just wanted y'all to hand me the Bible. I was going to church this Sunday, but since y'all don't want to do that, I'm out.
Ron didn't want to say anything because when I was talking about the breast milk, he felt uncomfortable because I was getting the breast milk from him. See, he didn't want me to say nothing, but, you know.
Oh, damn.
So I had to go ahead and say
it. Mata want to go there? Mata, you want to do that? Mata, tell them why your clit hangs low like J-Lo's chain.
Okay, and bang.
Ugly!
All right.
Shots
are definitely fired.
Can you fire it or not?
Vampire voice. Shots are definitely being fired.
Shout out to Ron, and his picture on Black Planet is a picture with him off, and his areola look like two moon pies.
I'm out.
Ugly! This is no areola.
Bro, y'all bro, sick cats,
man. Nah, bro, I'm going to put my FUBU pants on and walk out of here, bro. I'm out.
Y'all niggas sick. Boy, you look like Swayze Baby.
Said your dreads smell like beef jerky.
Oh, hey, shit.
Trizzy, has anybody ever thought you look like Darth Vader with the mask on?
I'm out. Nigga look like Bane.
Oh, so y'all want to crank it up? Talk to him. Talk to him.
Oh,
you know what I'm finna set across the yellow tape. This is your chance. Don't cross the police line. Okay. All right. Now keep on going with regular schedule programming.
Just
try to tell you.
Middle school comeback joke. Your mama. Come out.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Dang. Goddamn J.R. Slim dropped at the same time. Damn. For real. You know what? I think J.R. Sergeant called him. His sergeant's name is Sergeant Sebastian. I think he just got caught.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys are pressing one to talk. Press one to talk.
It said a nigga went to Max Payne boot camp.
Yeah. I think it must saw Master Chief out there.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas
are
crazy.
They don't know about Master Chief.
Wait. Did we get that 7?
Ron, does it hurt? Does it hurt?
What hurt?
When you fell from heaven.
Mara.
Oh. That was my
Mara. Mara.
I used it on you. Don't Mara me. No, you ain't sending me in the goddamn corner, Ron. Not tonight.
I love you too, Mara. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm just going to look at you from now on,
Did you just tell a coworker you loved him?
Yeah, I love her, man. Love you too, man.
Boy, trying to tell you. Boy, your breath smell like trophy dust.
I love y'all, but I get paid to love y'all, so it's a different type of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, there you go.
No, it ain't no different kind of love because your breath smells like a Liu Kang bicycle kit.
All right, and fuck that. I'm moving.
Anyways, I'm tired of you niggas. Once again, callers, please press 1 if you want to get in the queue. Please press 1. Get me away from these
niggas.
Okay,
but my question for you guys, though, while we're waiting for a caller, my question for y'all is, do you guys feel like you get blamed for everything in relationships? Like, serious question. Do you feel like women blame you for everything? Like, after the breakup, do you seem to always get blamed for it?
You
want
to
ask first?
Get Trizzy and let him knock it out of
Trizzy,
ballpark.
Let's hear it.
Ballpark like Albert Pujols.
Oh, boy. And this is right on time. I see my baby. She called in. All right, check this out. Do I get blamed for everything? I get blamed for every fucking thing in my relationship. Yo, I got blamed for Sandy.
Chill out. I'm done. All right, man.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one day I fell asleep. You know, all respect to my New York callers. I am so sorry for this. But my man Ron and Don told me to ask y'all, to tell y'all this. This is a true or false moment.
No, I didn't.
I was sitting in there playing spades with my man Ron and Don. So this nigga told me, and this was science, by the way. This was a clear fact to me. It hit me. He said that Sandy wasn't a flood. It said that New York dressed up as New Orleans for Halloween. I quit.
Bro, I'm hanging up the phone, bro. I'm
upset
right now. Bro,
I can't deal. Okay, so.
You got a question for Mata, though.
You feel like you get blamed for everything. Go ahead, ask me.
I got a great question for you, okay? Okay. Have you ever smelled mothballs?
No.
Okay. Well, since you said no, I guess. I mean, you can't go to the
I have, bro.
Oh, you have, bro? Okay.
I have smelled mothballs before.
I got a question. How did you get those little legs to spread?
Okay. Nobody caught that. Nobody else caught that.
No, I caught it. That's why I started laughing.
As soon as he said balls and asked me if I smelled them, I automatically knew to say no.
I was not falling for that one.
Things people say when they have a lot of balls on their forehead. Love you, mother.
Hey now, hey now. It's cool though. It's cool though.
I got a quick question.
Back to my serious question though, Ron. Do you feel like you get blamed for everything after a breakup?
In a relationship, do I feel like I get blamed for? Yeah. I mean, you know, but then again, you know, I'm just sitting on the step. Yeah, of course. You know, all the time when you're in a relationship, when a guy's in a relationship, we gonna feel like that regardless. And here's my theory why. When we was kids, I mean, when I say we, I'm talking about guys. We was taught basically to man up early. You know what I'm saying? Like, put away emotions. And I think that's like one of the things, because like sometimes we'll do something very dumb and won't think about it at all, and you know, not really consider it. You feel me? So that's why I believe, like, you know, of course we're gonna get blamed for everything. Sometimes we're gonna do something. Sometimes we're not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just saying some shit. I don't know. I'm high. Bye. Leave me alone.
True.
I feel like women tend to put the blame on men a lot about negativity in the relationship. They like to say everything that the man does, and I feel like women don't keep it real with themselves and say what they really do wrong in the relationship. Like, my man cheated on me. He doesn't love me. He cheated on me. He fucked up the relationship. Blah blah blah. Why did your man cheat on you? Were you not giving him sex? Were you constantly bickering with him? Were you like? You know, like, guys, I feel like you guys are the biggest attention seekers. And
yes.
You guys won't admit to that, but I honestly feel like men are the biggest attention seekers. And if you're in a relationship with a man, if a man is seriously calling you his woman and shit like this, he's already past that stage where he's like, all right, this is my girl. It's not a joke, you know, if he's going to seriously call you his girl. And at that point, it comes to, like, if you're not giving him attention, if you're not showing him love on a daily and, like, real affection and shit like that, of course he's going to feel like, damn, you know, I'm not getting that, so maybe I need to go elsewhere and get that. Just like us women feel, men feel that 10 times more because they're just programmed like that. Their dick stays hard. So it's programmed that it needs that affection. If you're not going to show it somehow, then of course they're going to stray. So what did you do wrong in the relationship that caused your man to cheat? What did you do wrong in your relationship to cause your man to, you know, like, leave you or do whatever else he did, not just turn around and be like, oh, he cheated on me, fuck him, he fucked up the relationship. And I feel like that's what women do. The minute that they break up, they're quick to be like, oh, well, he did this or he did that. And they don't keep it real with themselves. So I feel like if women kept it real with themselves more often, we would stop blaming men for everything.
True.
That's what I'm going to say. On that note, I'm stuck with a guy that likes to blame me for everything. And I'm not just saying this because I know I do some crazy shit too. I'm not innocent at all whatsoever. I am a bitch and I'm hard as fuck to be with. But I got that type of dude that likes to do shit and then try to turn it around. Like, he's innocent. He plays that role like, oh, so I guess I'm the bad one. Blase. He likes to say shit like that, so it makes it seem like he didn't do anything wrong and it's me flipping. But, you know, everybody's different. That's just my relationship. That's it. Okay, next. That's all
I mean, one thing I think is crazy about, excuse me, bro. Let me go ahead and get that out real quick and I'm past to you. One thing I think is just crazy is, like, you know, you ever notice how, like, okay, I'm going to tell you how I am. I'm a goofy person, you know what I'm saying? I can get serious, okay? I'm going to keep it right there. I'm not going to go out into details, okay? If you get in a relationship with me, expect me to be a goofy person and get serious when I need to. Don't try and change that. It's like sometimes people just expect people to change just because they're in a relationship. Like, nah. You feel me? Like,
right,
you saw how
right.
that person was when they were single. Don't try and expect that person just going to something change all of a sudden when they get in a relationship with you. Same thing with them. Like, they see how you was when you were single. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, isn't that what attracted you anyway? You know what I'm saying? So why would you want to change that?
Right.
You feel me?
Exactly.
That's crazy. Come on.
Exactly. I hate that. Because, everybody knows I'm bi. This is the biggest thing that I cannot stand about men. Everybody knows I'm bi. I'm very openly bisexual. I like men, I like women. If I'm in a relationship, if you knew this before we got in a relationship, and then when we jump into a relationship, you start to feel real, like, insecure, and you don't like that about me, and you're trying to, like, tell me, oh, well, you know, I don't, like, why are you looking at her? Like, I hate guys who get insecure after we get together, but they did not have those same insecurities before. Like, they were perfectly fine with it, perfectly all about it. So I feel like that's what we do when we get in a relationship. We start wanting things to, like, automatically be different. And, I do agree there's some things that you don't do when you're in a relationship. I feel like
the standards for that are so much higher now. Like, they expect certain things to be, like, completely different that don't necessarily need to be. If that was the case, you shouldn't have got.
Here's something crazy. Now, maybe this is just me. I mean, like, every person, every girl that's by probably isn't going to look this way. Well, this is me and you in a relationship, okay? If I know that you're by, I'm not going to feel insecure about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, me and you out. Say we out. You know what I'm saying? We have a good time. I see a hot chick. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to say, hey, boo, I bet you I can pull that bitch before you can. You know what I'm saying? That's something I would do. Insecure.
That's something I would love. That's something I would love. That's something that I was trying to get off on. Like, that's entertaining.
Yeah,
like, because I'm not that girl. I'm not an insecure girl at all whatsoever. Like, I am so far from insecure, it's not even funny. And the fact that my man, like, if I got him and I know that he's sleeping with me every night, if I know that I'm getting sex from him daily, I know that that's my dick. I'm not worried about him looking at a bitch when we're out and about if he's checking out a female. Because best are, I probably checked out her ass before he even got to look at it. So why am I going to feel insecure about that if I already know he's coming home to me? Like, I don't give a fuck. You can look, you can do all that shit all you want. As long as you're coming home to me, I don't really give a fuck. And women don't think like that. They just, they automatically get on that defense mode, like, oh, you're with me, you're never supposed to look at another female again. No, there's, like, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of women out here, and he's not supposed to look at not one ever again just because you're his girlfriend? No, I don't agree with that. I think that is logic.
And to go off of that, like, you should think that your boyfriend is gay if he doesn't. Honestly.
Exactly.
That dude is gay. And no man ain't gonna look at
him. I don't get that.
Can I comment on another?
Get it, bro. Get it.
Well, I mean, with that being said, I feel as though some women bicker about that too much, and they tend to take that overboard. And too much bickering, too much, you know what I'm saying, arguing about unnecessary shit is unhealthy for your relationship. But just to be in a women's defense, yo, you just shouldn't be so, when it comes down to looking at another female while you with your woman, who may not be bi, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't do it in a respectful manner. If she didn't walk past you, you shouldn't be turning all around looking all at the bitch. But if she, like, I forgot which comedian said it, but, yo, if she in your line of sight, then I feel like man law 103 that, I mean, it's an automatic okay to look at it if she's in your line of sight. But, you know what I'm saying, niggas, that you with your girl and you turning all around and, you know, spinning all around and breaking your neck and shit, I mean, I feel as that that's a disrespect move. Because if I was with you, if I was with Mata, let's say, for instance, Mata is fully heterosexual. When I was with Mata and we was going together and motherfucking Channing Tatum walked by and she turned around and almost broke my goddamn wrist because she's trying to look back at Channing Tatum, like, I'm going to feel some kind of way. Even though I'll break my neck too, no homo, I'm going to feel some kind of way that Mata did that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, man, Channing Tatum, like, calm the fuck down. But real talk, though, like people got to know the barrier. And you know what I'm saying? It's a line in anything. It's a fine line in all things. So you just got to know not to cross that line on a serious note.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Very true. Paul, just make sure you're pressing one. We do want to hear from you. Let me take this call, I guess, 323-3511, you're on live with Masturbators. 323.
Hello.
Yo, what's going on, caller?
Caller?
All right. Well,
you're online.
Okay, well, I don't know. They hung up. Anyways, make sure you press the one to talk. Press 1 to talk. I see all y'all on the boards. We got a bunch of people on the boards. Press 1 if you want to talk. Don't press 1 if you're going to sit there quiet.
What's that?
And if you're listening online, make sure you call 323-693-3043. Press 1 to talk because we do want to hear from y'all. I want to know how y'all feel about
it. I got a question for you, Mother.
Okay.
I just want to switch it up a little bit. What do you feel are the pros and cons of a friend with benefits?
Pros are
speak the con. I
want
to hear
the
cons.
The person.
Okay,
well, the cons first. Can I live?
Yeah, do it how you want to do it. My bad.
I'm gonna go with my pros first. My pros are you already know the person, so it's not like you're fucking a stranger. You already have, like, that connection with a person because you guys are already friends, so you know it's already that connection there. So it's not – well, it goes right back to you're not fucking a stranger. It doesn't
dead
have
horse.
To be too weird after the fact. It doesn't have to be too weird because you guys can always just, like,
fuck and then do what you usually do. I don't know what else you would really do. Me and my friends get drunk, which would probably lead to more fucking, but hey, however it works. Cons would be, no, more pros. You could bring him around your family all the time and nobody would ever think anything because you guys are friends. And you guys could just, like, sneak off to wherever you want to go and then, like, have sex and go right back and nobody would know because you guys are already friends. Cons. You have that connection, so it could end up leading to more feelings involved. Another con, a lot of women can't handle those types of situations, so they fall in love, which I'm not one of those at all, if I know what it is.
Yeah, right.
No, shut up. Anyways, another con, what if the sex is bad? Well, how do you deal with that with your friend after that? Like, do you tell your friend that the sex was bad? Like, if he has a small penis, do you tell him, hey, you have a small dick, we can't have sex anymore? Like, it's kind of awkward, so it makes the whole relationship
that's
awkward.
That's why you have more benefit.
Another con would be what if you guys just stay friends after that and then, like, this is a good one. Okay, you guys stay friends after the whole you don't have sex thing, and then they get a new girlfriend, and you become friends with her girlfriend, and she starts telling you about their sex life, and she's, like, talking up his sex, and you've already had it, so you already know it's, like, super whack. So it's just, you know, that's just like, okay. If she's like, oh, my God, his dick is so big, and you're like, no, really not. Like, you know, you don't know how to play it. Like, it would be funny. It just makes the whole relationship awkward after that. Those are my cons. That's it. Okay.
All right.
Let's hear yours, Walt. Oh, Ron, Walt.
Ashley, well, I ain't really got too much to speak on. Ashley and Mars had hit the ball real good, like Derek Jeter, on most of the, things, except for all the dick parts, because, you know, I don't go that way. So, basically, some of the stuff she was saying, I was about to say anyway. So, I really ain't got that much more to say about that, buddy.
All right. How you feel about it, Ron?
Okay, well, here's my thing on it. It's not really a pro, not really a con. You can take this how you want to. Friends with benefits. One day, y'all deep into it. Y'all been fucking for about 4 or 5 months. She wants to try something new. Hey, boo, put it in my ass. How is she still your friend after telling you some shit like that? Like, how are you friends with someone you just fucked in the ass?
Bro, let me start by saying I don't even know how we can still be friends after you ask some shit like that.
I mean, we do it. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out the scenario, you know what I'm saying? That's the first thing that popped up in my mind, like, tons. That's my friend in the ass. But anyway, pros. You're getting pussy, huh? You're getting some dick, ladies, hey. Someone falling in love. There's always that one thing, like, the guy, he gets another friend with benefits, and it's like, I don't want to share. You know, some people don't want to share. Oh, man, don't forget the girl can also branch off, too. So what if she gets a boyfriend? And the dude is like, oh, man, nah, what about me? But he falls in love. That's usually how guys fall in love, and they can't have what they want. So, yeah, so what about that situation? A guy falls in love, nobody says that about a guy.
Brother, can I ask a question? Like, what is me and you, okay, scenario.
Molly, can I chime in before you ask the question, though? I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
my
back.
God, I'm sorry, JR.
I didn't even know if you knew I was back yet, though. I'm having it in the middle of the woods struggle. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I heard the question. Yeah, that's what I wanted to comment on. Basically, I think the thing that I look at when you look at people that, like, have become cut buddies and people that are fuck friends and stuff like that, like, the number one question to me, what I always think of when I've been in situations like that is, like, what is missing that's keeping us from making it a relationship? Like, everything seems to be fine. Like, we get along. We've been able to be around each other. The sex is awesome. What is that one thing or what are those things that's missing that's keeping us from taking it to that next level? And I think that the bad thing about, you know what I'm saying, that type of situation is that sometimes you find out that that's all that person has to offer. And, you know, I don't give a damn what nobody say. Like, even every time you're in a situation like that, when you have cut buddies, it's always one person that feels different about the other person. It's never mutual.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys both don't feel the same about each other. You guys can both say that. Yeah, we just fucking, it's nothing. But somebody one of y'all in the back of your mind is like, damn, but what if this? What if that? You know what I'm saying? And it's a disappointing feeling when you be like, damn, all this is to this nigga is a fuck. All this is to this bitch is a fuck. All I am is some dick to her. You know what I'm saying? But I feel somewhat totally different because, listen, you can't constantly spend time around a person and have that chemistry with a person and not have those type of feelings. We all human. So I think the biggest thing when you have a cupboard is like, damn, okay, everything else seems to be right. What are we missing?
I disagree because let me tell you why I disagree. When you get into that relationship where it's like, okay, I don't think anybody goes into the whole situation where it's like, oh, okay, well, we're just going to be fuck buddies with intentions of getting with each other or with intentions of wanting to get with each other. I feel like if we're friends and, like, we've known each other all this time and we're mad cool and we hang out all this time and just like blah, 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 you're a guy, I'm a girl, everybody has those thoughts. So what if we just got into it because we just want the sex? What if I honestly just want to know how you are in bed and we have sex? And there's nothing else, like, no, neither one of us are looking for anything else in between that. Neither one of us are sitting in here like, oh, okay, I want to be in a relationship with you. Because, I mean, do you think about the girls that, JR, do you have girlfriends that you've thought about having sex with that you've seen and you're like, I wonder how they are in bed, just like wondering? I feel like everybody has that.
How are you going to ask me a question and not me? Let me ask you. I think the girls that I have that are friends, that are, like, genuinely my friends, I've never really, you know what I'm saying, thought about having sex with them like that. Or let me take that back because I'm human, I'm a man. Like, I've thought about it, but my mature side won't allow my thoughts to become actions. And I think that, like, with the situation that you're talking about, Mata, it's just, like, it all comes, you know what I'm saying, just with time. And I mean, you know, you can't put an age on maturity, but just when you reach that level where, you know, that doesn't just continuously satisfy you no more. Like, I've had good sex. You know what I'm saying? I've had good sex. We've all had good sex. And we all know that that won't keep you in no type of situation. You understand what I'm saying? So for me personally, like, I'm over that. You know what I'm saying? That stage of my life where I just want to know if the pussy's good. Because, you know what I'm saying, I've had good pussy. I've had a several amounts of trash bag full of good pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm on something different. Like, and I'm not saying, because I know you're not speaking about you directly, Mata, but I'm just saying, for those people who like to venture off into those cut buddy type situations, you know, it's fun for the time being, and it's adventurous. It's a certain excitement that comes, you know what I'm saying, with having a cut buddy. And even when it comes to men, I think that we cheat, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, a lack of poor judgment. But I think that for men, we're always looking to do something exciting. And it's always something exciting about having something that you're not supposed to have. If you take the excitement factor out of it and the cheating factor, the whole misconception of cheating out of it, we wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, men, we're habitual line steppers, and we know it's a line that can't be crossed, so we cross it. So for me personally, I'm at that age now where, like, if pussy is all that you have to offer me, you know what I'm saying, then I'm just going to have to pass.
Right.
Okay, but right, for everybody else out there that's not on that maturity level and that is just looking for cut buddies and shit like that, I feel like if you're going to get into that situation, know what it is, don't get those extra feelings involved because you already know what it is. Like, y'all are just going to fuck it over.
Can I have that, JR? I know what you're
going to
say.
One last question you got to choose. But how can you tell yourself how to feel? Like, how can you do that?
In that case, then you shouldn't have gotten involved in it. That's what I'm saying, though. That's a con right there. That's exactly what I said. Some people get into it and start getting those emotions and shit like that. If you already know that it's going to get like that, don't do it. Don't agree to something that you're not ready for. If you can't handle it, don't agree to being like, oh, okay, well, let's just have sex and nothing else is going to be involved in that. Don't do that.
But here's the thing. It really ain't that simple. Because most people don't get into situations knowing their outcome ahead of time and knowing being able to predict the outcome. So I can easily say that, okay, well, I get into the situation and I won't catch feelings. But I'm sorry, I don't know about you or anybody else, but I don't think people come with a feeling button. Like, they can turn on and off, or they can control when their feelings come on and how they feel about a person when they feel about it. And, yeah, you could easily say, all right, well, you know what? I ain't going to get into this situation catching feelings. But, you know what I'm saying, how do you know? I mean, you don't know, and you can set up with the best intentions, but like they said, some of the worst things have happened with the best intentions. So, yeah, you can easily say, oh, man, I'm going to get in this, and we're going to just be fucking, and, yo, this is all it is to it. And, bam, there's your feelings. And what you going to do? Would you get mad at yourself because you didn't pre-plan, you didn't premeditate how to avoid it? You can't avoid your feelings.
you can't run around your prejudice. You know, it's not, that's not always the case. But as far as just the pros and cons, I'll touch in on the pros and cons right quick. The pros, I've just come up straight from a man's point of view, no commitment. That is the biggest pro. That is the biggest pro about a friends with benefit. The con, and I'm going to speak for a lady. Let me tell you something, women. For those that's listening on the link or the hashtag or you via phone, yo, if you got a friends with benefits, let me tell you something. This is where you separate a boy from a man. If I just met you, and, you know, number one question today is, are you single? Which the actual question should be nowadays is, who you fucking? And that's just realistically speaking. Because the girl quick to tell you, yeah, I'm single, but got like three or four niggas on the team. Like, you know what I'm saying? So women in general, I think, like I told, I don't know, this was on a previous show, but I said, like I said, yo, women, you need to start letting a man know if you're single. You need to let him know you're involved with somebody. You don't need to tell him the whole nine yards, but, hey, like I said, this is what you separate boys from men. Yo, if a boy don't care if you got a friend with benefits. Because, matter of fact, that's probably all he want to be anyway. He wants the benefits anyway. And the sad thing about a friend with benefits is when you stop giving them the benefits, you lose the friend. And if you got a friend, if you start giving them benefits, you lost a friend. So that's a super con both ways. Like, if you're friends, my advice to you is to stay friends. Like I said, most of this shit might come back to bite me because I got a couple friends with benefits that's listening right now. But at the same time, yo, damn, ain't no skin off my back. Hey, fuck it. But check this out. Yo, if you're friends and you're genuine friends, like JL said, if you're genuine friends, yo, stay genuine friends. Because once those benefits stop, our friendship stops. And that's the con. That's the biggest con about friends with benefits. And like I said, yo, women, you single. Y'all say you're single. I'm going to put it like this and I'm going to leave it alone. Compare yourself to a car. How you gonna sell? How you gonna try? You putting yourself on the market to be available. You're a free agent, so you're putting yourself out there to be available or to be, you know, chose. But who gonna buy a car that has a test driver that test drives it every day?
Can I just say this real quick, Jersey?
Hit him.
And I mean this goes out to the women. I mean, like I said, you know, it's a struggle for me because I have a daughter. You feel me? So like I'm trying to like factor in like. Between being a good parent and then keeping it real with her and telling her stuff like this. But,
yeah.
I mean, just methodically, I just want you to look at it like this. If I can go to a car lot, you know what I'm saying? If I can go to a car lot every day, to a Mercedes-Benz car lot every single day, and if a guy at the Mercedes-Benz car lot that'll let me come up there and test drive a Mercedes for 4 hours out the day, like, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, he'd be like, yeah, man, you come up here, it takes 4 hours, bring it back, you know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 whatever the situation is. Hypothetically speaking, that's what it is. I would never, ever buy a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Because I've been given the opportunity to come up here and drive this car every single day without paying nothing for it. So, like, I would never, ever invest. As good as a car as they brand Mercedes to be, as good as anything that's branded to be like that way, I would never, ever buy a Mercedes because I'm getting the benefits. I'm going up there. And I'm getting a Mercedes. I'm taking it to the hood. I'm driving around, going picking up my honey. You know what I'm saying? And people's eyes, this looks like it's mine.
You
feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I understand the whole friends with benefits. I've been there. I think we've all been there. But understand this. The worst, listen to me, the worst absolute feeling you can have is the feeling when you're in a situation and you know the feelings is not mutual. And 9 times out of 10, friends with benefits always end up like that. Somebody always end up catching feelings. And then the other person don't feel the same way. Somebody's like myself, like JR, like, damn, we've been doing this for a minute. It feel good. This feel right. And then the other person's like, Mata, well, you knew what this was. We was just fucking. I don't look at you like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the disconnect. And that's a hurtful feeling. For you to know that you feel a certain way about a person and know that they don't feel that same way about you, and you setting yourself up for that every time you agree to go into a situation where it's friends with benefits. But what people feel like they can do is, like, okay, I know we said it's going to be friends with benefits, but, you know, once we get into it, she's going to feel the same way I do, or he's going to feel the same way I do. And it never happens because somebody's invested and somebody's not invested.
Right. And for all our blind callers, to break down what he basically said about test driving the Mercedes every day, why would a man get with you and start a relationship with you if he can get all the benefits without the relationship, without the commitment? So, bam. I mean, that's the bigger picture for the blonde. You know, you got to break it down from the blonde generation, JR, because they didn't catch the analogy with the Mercedes and test driving it every day.
My bad.
So
I should have said a Toyota Celica. Maybe they would have got it.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
you should have said
it
in layman's terms.
Yeah, all these hoes got a Toyota. But, yeah, on a real note, like, you got a nigga and y'all fucking, y'all just know that that's all it'll ever be. Like, I will not, why the fuck would I commit myself to you when friends, like Rich Kid said, the friends with benefits can do what they want. So, I mean, check this out. If you got a nigga and you want to make something more with him, you better keep your benefits. And like I said, damn, that's going to come back and slap me. But I'm going to still, yeah, my girlfriend listening too.
Yeah,
I'm
look at you. Trizzy got four bitches on the lines right now. Yeah.
Yo, by the way, that was Trizzy, brother. That wasn't Trizzy speaking, y'all. Yeah. All right.
And
I'm
I
out.
Call you bitches because I don't know your names individually. There you go. Yes. It's cool, though. Okay, yeah, so.
I love you, bae.
There you go. There you go. All right.
I
well,
had to
you
do
know,
that.
It's
sorry.
Getting to that time. It's almost close to time.
Did I just give my girl a shout out, though? Okay.
Hey, Marty, can you shout out Dolly and them clothing line? I've seen that on time.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Oh, yeah. I was
going
to do that, too, at the end of the
shout out. Shout out to dp-clothing.com. Make sure you check them out. www.d as in dog, p as in pussy. -clothing.com. Check them out. They got some hot shit right now. Yeah, check them out.
Yeah, I'm waiting on my shirt, Noe. What's up, my nigga?
Yeah.
What's up?
Get at them. Definitely check them out. They're really doing their thing. And they always show mad love, too, on Instagram, everything.
Yeah.
I like their...
Follow Dog Fresh.
Dog Fresh, yeah. Dog Fresh Clothing. Is that what? What's his Twitter name? Dog?
Damn, I know it's Dog Fresh something. We got to get it from Doe, though, so they can put it on the hashtag.
Doe, he hit the hashtag with his at name, so we can retweet it. Everybody knows to hit him up, definitely. Make sure you guys are following Doe, D-O-U-G-H-W-E-E, on Twitter. You know, he's our Italian stallion. He always fucks with us. We always fuck with him. We really appreciate y'all. Everybody on the hashtag that always show us love, Rissa, you always do your thing, boo, that's why we love you. Everybody who is on our hashtag asking what we are, make sure y'all inform them, let them know. Monday and Wednesday nights at 10, shout out to Grind Hard Radio for putting us on. Make sure you guys check them out on the website and on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They do their thing also. Shout out to my mama because she birthed greatness. Go online. Fermata. Oh, and his name is Jason OD Fresh. Oh, Jason. Oh no, my bad. Jason Dog Fresh. Check him out. Add him. I'm about to retweet him. He's the creator of DP Clothing, so definitely check him out. Okay, Walt, go ahead.
All right. Oh no, you know I'm a. Ron, you got any more shout outs, my brother?
Me? Shout out to life. I'm still trying to figure out what to do with you. That's the only shout out I have.
Alright, yep. Slim is gone. She has some
strong. Oh, shout out to Slim. Hey, boo.
Yeah. Shout out to Slim, though. But, yeah. Man, Trish, you got any shout outs, my brother?
Yo, shout out to all my listeners. Shout out to all my friends with benefits that just heard me and text me and say, oh, yeah. And, shout out to my girl, both of them. Shout out to Jasmine. No, I don't have two girls, all my followers. I'm sorry. Hop in my DMs. Yo, shout out to Jasmine at Pearly Whites. I see you, boo. Shout out to my nigga Doe. Shout out to the clothing line. Shout out to Keisha Short and Fab. Everybody that's on the top. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my cousin. Shout out to Kendra. And I see you, ma. Shout out to Rissa. She always show mad love. Shout out to Rissa. Everybody else that show mad love. Make sure you let your friend know because word of mouth is the fastest, you know, form of promotion. So make sure you tell a friend about us and what we do in our campaign. Make sure you tell everybody fuck with. Shout out to the guy with his shirt off with a fucking towel around his neck. I see you, son. Yeah, shout out to you.
You look like a do-rag model.
Yeah, shout out to my nigga that, but
yeah, he cool,
like, sponsoring old Spice deodorant. But, yeah, shout out to that nigga. Shout out to my grandmother because she raised greatness. Hey, Mara. But
I'm trying to take my shit.
But everything else, yo, follow me on Twitter, everybody that's listening, at iSwipeHoes. If you don't know how to spell it, you don't need to follow me anyway. My Facebook is in my bio. Everything else, shout out to my nigga JR leaving soon. I see you, son. Mata, Paris, once again, another shout out to Paris and her uncle's passing. You and my prayers, you and your fam. One more shout out to my girl Jam and Jasmine. I see you, boo. Mwah. Yeah.
You got more shots than DJ Khaled.
True, I am
this
DJ Khaled.
Did this nigga just blow a kiss? Is this nigga serious?
Yeah, she.
All right, hey, Real JR, you got any shouts, my brother?
Of course, man. First of all, man, I want to shout out my father, man. My father, I'm a junior, obviously. My father, James Senior. I want to shout out you, man. I couldn't have asked for a better role model, man. I know that, you know what I'm saying, in our generation, you know what I'm saying, we lack fathers. And I'm just truly blessed that I have a father who showed me what it was to be a man. Even though, you know, I never did it sometimes, and I'm just really catching on to what it is to be a grown man. Shout out to my father, man, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Shout out to everybody who fuck with Masturbators, man. I really appreciate the opportunity. For those of you who don't know, you know what I'm saying, my time on Masturbators for now is winding down. I've probably got a couple more shows in me before it gets hectic out here. I'm getting ready to go on this deployment. Shout out Team Army. And I just appreciate everybody who been fucking with me. I appreciate Walt and Trizzy for giving me this opportunity and everybody at Ground Hard Radio. I appreciate Mata for talking me up to do it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate Ron just for being there when I needed somebody to talk to, man. Shout out to all the followers, man. Shout out to myself, man. I'm trying to keep myself motivated and encouraged. For those of you who don't know, I'm in the process of writing a book, The Journey to Maturity. The more, you know what I'm saying, you know, positive tweets and DMs that I get from y'all just, you know, inspires me to keep doing what I do, what I feel like God has blessed me to do. I'm going to shout out a few people. I ain't going to do too much. Silence is loud. Silence_is loud. Shout out Cutie Pie 808. Just shout out everybody. Doughy, you know what I'm saying? Keisha, you know, we appreciate it. Y'all keep voting. You know what I'm saying? Vote for everybody, man. All the people that's listening, man, go vote for all the hosts, man. If you can, go 5, 10 different computers and vote for all the hosts, man. We all doing this because we have a passion for it. I love y'all. Hold it down. Hold me down. Let's get it.
Bang, bang.
But it is, man.
Oh, yeah, and at Silence is Loud, yo, I send you topics, and I'm definitely going to send those topics tomorrow, and we're going to knock out your topics Wednesday. So make sure you tune right back in Wednesday, and we're going to get your two topics, man. I'll see you.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, I just want to let everybody know this announcement. I just signed with GB, O Block shit. Bang, bang. Okay,
stop.
I'm out.
Beep. Face ass. But, yeah, man, I ain't got 2 minutes. Shout outs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Grind Hard, you know.
My nigga.
Shout out to everybody on the hashtag, you know, especially Royalty Cash Flow. Yeah, you could be the advisor because you always, you know, you've been there since episode one. So, yeah, you could definitely, most definitely be that, you know. Shout out to, damn, what's this girl name? Had my old folks moment. Oh, shout out to Jazz Nicole Banks, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, boo.
At least somebody voted for me. Because, like I said, I felt like Jesse Jackson for a minute. But I hope by the end of the week I can, you know, get some more votes. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Like I said, shout out to everybody who listened to the show. Shout out to the whole team, the whole Master Beta squad. Shout out to my nigga JR, man. We're going to miss you when you leave, my brother.
Good
and we're going to have that going away show for you.
I just want to let everybody know. I just popped the Molly and I'm sweating.
So I guess we're going to get into this manga, you know, to end the show. We was talking about this guy earlier, Fabulous. If you don't got the Soul Tape 2 mixtape, make sure you download that tonight or tomorrow, whenever you can. And we're going to go out with this manga. It's called Bite. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls.
Bro.
Niggas is trying to eat. That's all I look at it as. Niggas want to eat food. Niggas is tired of being on the streets. Niggas tired of robbing and stealing. Niggas tired of selling drugs. And trying to get some money. Niggas tired of being on the streets. Fucked up.
Rest in peace to the late great Christopher Wallace. I mean, even though you're gone, that mentality lives on. I'm trying to eat before it's rest in peace on my T-stone. Want my egg scrambled hard with extra cheese and a T-bone. Got a recipe in these streets, home. Take the hustle, act the muscle. Make a meal called success. Now I ain't say you gon' duck stress. I
ain't say it don't come with pain. Couple losers gon' come with games. They ain't eating, got stomach pain. They calling you, but don't number change. Old friendships get estranged. Couple words might get exchanged. New niggas in diapers. Oh well, that shit has changed. My teacher came to me, act the same with me. What I'm trying to be, and not to be. IGD,
every single day. Where I'm from, it's a dark place. Hard to look on that bright side. These skies be dark gray. In our case, get an art case in a PA. RK wasn't trying to be Scarface. Shit, I just want the new Barclays. If Lil Fish get fed to sharks, I'm trying to see how that shark tastes. Ass in with that shark face. I'm trying to fill my park space. I'm trying to be in my dark shades on a parquet at the Barclays. I'm trying to get my money long, long as he's in Parkway. Me and my niggas got reservations. No wait, no hesitation. Non-stop to the money. That's my final destination. The judge looked at me, act the same of me. What you trying to plead? And not say B, I-T-E, every single day.
Fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying?
that, follow us on Twitter, man. Hey, make sure you hit up the Twitter page, too. We got a Twitter page. Master.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hit up the Twitter page, man. It's on the hashtag. I'll post it on the hashtag again. Hit up the Facebook page, too. It'll all be on the hashtag. If you got a Twitter, look on the hashtag Masturbators, and you'll see it. And keep looking on the hashtag for news and updates so,
yeah.
So you can know what we got going on.
Password for that too, bro.
All right, man.
Yeah.
But that's about it, man. We're going to holler at y'all. Be easy.
Yo.